websites that rebut Al Gore. This is the Science and Public Policy Institute. They have listed 35 major errors in Al Gore's award-winning movie, which was incidentally shown to every schoolchild in Great Britain. So look up their website. He says, Mr. Gore, his graph, which he shows with great glee and gets a round of applause from the simple-minded who don't look into these things very deeply, shows that CO2 causes warmer weather. But the graph shows the exact opposite. He says sea levels could rise 20 feet. According to this scientific site, the most it could rise is 2.5 inches in 100 years. And even that, it may not happen. The famous ice shelf breaking, which you've probably seen on television, the ice is melting, the polar bears are drowning. Absolute nonsense. Polar bear numbers are actually increasing. What you're looking at is an ice dam in Argentina, which forms and breaks off every 5 years. The melting ice shelves, quote unquote, are a tiny part of Antarctica. Over most of the continent, the ice is in fact getting thicker and spreading. The main media will not tell you this, but it is true. Check it out for yourself. The scientific site concludes, as many as 35 serious scientific errors or exaggerations, all pointing towards invention of a threat that does not exist at all, or exaggerations of phenomena that do exist, do not reflect credit on Mr. Gore or on those who advised him. The movie is unsuitable for showing to children and provides no basis for taking policy decisions. Schools that have shown the movie to children are urged to ensure that the errors listed in this memorandum are drawn to the children's attention. Do you think they will be? No, they will not be, because it's a very one-sided search for truth. So, back to the drawing board, Brother L. You got it all wrong. no, I won't say that. So what does the Bible say? Well, we say Al Gore is a false prophet. The Bible tells us many false prophets have gone out into the world. I know he's not what you would regard as a prophet, but that's how the world regards him. Here he is again, the inventor of the Peace Prize, you see, before he came up with the internet. I just thought that would give you a laugh. When he actually, this was put on trial, some Christians in Britain challenged this. They said our school children are being indoctrinated. And a judge said his inconvenient truth was exaggerated and inaccurate. That's what a judge said, completely impartial judge. So there we are, but he still gets the plaudits. And this is another cartoon that amused me. These are two very typical British people, you see. There's a typical British front room. There's the mirror, there's the clock over the fireplace, you see. It's getting chilly, throw the Al Gore DVD on the fire. Best place for it. Only one person is going to come back and save planet Earth, and his name is not Al Gore. Any challenge, any time you say, this is not true, this is a lie, any challenge to global non-warming is not published or broadcast. Scientists' papers are not published. People who are trying to tell the truth. Dissent is not allowed. It's almost like the Third Reich, actually. The climate change lobby tends to react like scalded cats if anyone has the temerity to question their assertion that global warming, if it exists, is a man-made phenomenon. So certain are they of the righteousness of their case, it's taken on the aura of a religious faith, and heresy will not be tolerated. What's really behind this is actually a religious faith, you know, because they worship Gaia. They love Mother Earth. And this trend towards Mother Earth worship, it also has its offshoots in feminine spirituality, female preachers, all the things that God hates, you know. And at the back of it all is the spirit of witchcraft. I could do another hour just talking about that. But this deception is what we were warned about, and it's rife in the world today. Another sign that we're in the end times. This was the 31,000 scientists shattering the myth of a scientific consensus on global warming. That's a lot of scientists, by the way. There has always been a popular consensus about global temperature, one which all media have always repeated without question. I say all, I mean virtually all. It's as strong as the supposed consensus when Newsweek announced on November 23rd, 1992, that the advent of a new ice age, scientists say, appears to be guaranteed. and the devastation will be astonishing. They've gone from advocating a new ice age to saying we're going to be boiled alive just in about 20 years or less. Absolutely astonishing. One brave young producer did put a program out on Channel 4 in Britain, in which he took all the evidence and destroyed it and said there is no global warming. And he interviewed one of these weird beards at a certain university in England who was always sounding off in the press about, oh, we've got to curtail all sorts of things, shut our factories down, let the Chinese make everything, because we're causing global warming. We're terrible people, you see. And they said, stop a minute, have a look at this little bit of film. And there was the same person, very much younger, intoning over pictures of the Thames frozen solid and icebreakers trying to get through to Big Ben, saying, the world is cooling. We're going to have a new ice age. And this was the same man, you see. And the producer turned to him and said, that was you, wasn't it? And he said, you know, they don't like to have the facts put to them. They don't like their set of religious beliefs, which is what they are. You see, they don't believe in God, so they've got to believe in something. So they believe in Gaia. They worship the creature. Here's a creature. If we believe rubbish and worship the creatures rather than the creator, if we go along with the green claptrap, the claptrap machine, we end up looking rather foolish, like these creatures do, about to crack off the ice, you see. We are preparing, as a world, as our children, to be global citizens. If you actually had an audience of young people here, they'd be probably hissing and booing me now, because they have been brainwashed, I can assure you of that. They are very thoroughly brainwashed. The UN Charter for Global Democracy, which works through the world's children, teaches this. In a nutshell, I'm summarizing. People are bad, trees are good. Animals are good, people are a pollutant. They destroy and pollute mother, you see. Children are brainwashed into thinking they're global citizens. Students from 10 universities across the USA, Canada, and Mexico, and this is how they prepare for the loss of sovereignty for these three countries. They met for a model parliament, a simulated one, after which they declared a North American parliament is born. This is the coming generation. The universities involved included Harvard, an American university, which is the home base of Robert Pastor, who's probably the father of the North American Union. He's certainly pushing and promoting it a lot. What do we have when all this propaganda has been absorbed? This is what a six-year-old girl said, a true quote. She wouldn't sleep in a beautiful old four-poster bed that her grandmother had slept in. When asked why she was upset with the bed, she sobbed and she said, because they had to kill trees to make it. You see how they've been twisted? That's true. And a professor of educational psychiatry and a major planner at the development of the New American for the Global Village told 2,000 teachers at an education seminar the following amazing statement. Every child in America entering school at 5 is insane because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward his parents, toward our elected officials, towards a belief in a supernatural being, and toward the sovereignty of this nation as a separate entity. Boy, they're out to get that. It's up to you, teachers, to make all of these sick children well by creating the international child of the future. Could his intentions, their intentions, be any more clear? What does God's word say in 1 John? Little children, guard yourselves from idols. What's an idol? Anything or anyone, dead or alive, that you kneel down to, pray to, or give the reverence which belongs to God alone. They revere mother, you see. There is a UN mandate for world government, and as we moved into the new millennium, 150 heads of state from around the world met at the United Nations. They took a giant step towards the coming world government. And after this, the then Secretary General of the UN, Kofi Annan, said he was dedicated to carrying out your mandate to create global governance. One organization strongly involved was one that's based here in America, the World Federalist Association. When I was running a business newspaper, I contacted them, and they were very happy to have another journalist to send their propaganda to, and they sent me a whole sheave of the stuff. how they were going to set up world government. I've got hundreds of pages of it. This was just one part of the manifesto for beginning world government with the ownership and management of all oceans and seabeds on Earth. That was back in 1996. They've made a lot of progress since then, especially at the United Nations. The plans are all in place. Yes, they will have five mega regions of the world. I've seen